Breakfast with Martin Bester.
It's so lekker being proud of fellow South Africans, man, especially these kids from Limpopo and, of course, their choir, their conductor, Ralph Schmidt, doing so well, representing South Africa so beautifully at America's Got Talent, the biggest reality TV show in the world. Just imagine that stage in Los Angeles, Hollywood. Man, we are so proud of them. On the line, joining us is Ralph Schmidt. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Martin. Good morning to the listeners.
Yay! Morning!
Standing ovation here from the studio. We may not be thousands of people in the Dolby Theatre, but we are so proud of you. Well done. Genius choice of Toto's Africa. Absolutely genius. Well done.
Yeah, well, you know, we wanted to really represent South Africa and do something more authentic. I must say, the opening number of that piece was written by one of our choristers, Ngela Masango.
Oh, wow.
We had a brainstorm session. We tweeted about it in our hotel rooms. She came up with that. We wanted to do something nice and tricky to, you know, represent a beautiful South African syllable, and then sing a song that talks about unity in the African continent, and just show who South Africans truly are and what we really are all about.
Goosebumps all the way. Absolute genius choice. You've done everything right so far. Even the tough to please Simon Cowell is happy with you guys. Was that a surprise to you?
Yeah, well, you know, he's actually such a good oak. He's been so good to us on and off stage. You know, off stage he walks past the choir while he walks, and then he does high fives for all the kids.
Wow.
And all of them, Gabrielle, Julianne, Terry, Howie, all of them are just amazing. So it's been the most incredible experience.
I believe that you guys got a little bit of homesick there in Los Angeles, missing local. Did you have a bit of pup and flace, I believe, just to get the homesick feeling away?
Yeah, and that was a bit of a mission to find a kitchen that would allow us to cook pup, because of course you've got to burn the pot just a little bit. So so eventually I found the backpackers just down the road, and I asked, like, if I can use his kitchen. He said no. So I said, well, if I'm a guest, he said, yes. So I said, well, there we go. So I paid $50 to book the room, and we cooked pup in the backpackers.
That is a brilliant story. Oh,
and we went to the supermarket to buy tomatoes and stuff for the sheba, and got some chicken, and we had pup and chicken in L.A.
That's it right there. I'm done. That is so beautiful.
Listen, it's
obviously quite a tough and a nerve-wracking experience as well. I mean, you know, as these live TV shows go, and it's a massive platform. Are the kids coping? You coping? You okay?
Yeah, no, everybody's, I mean, obviously everyone's been away from home for a while, but besides that, it's surreal. You stand there and you actually can't believe what's happening. And we get the support from home, and we're just inundated with these beautiful messages and inspirational thoughts and so yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it sounds so cheesy to say we're in dreamland, but we literally are. It's like we're dreaming. I don't think it's sunk in yet.
Well, listen, as you're talking about the feedback, let me play you some of the feedback coming in this morning, just to know that all our listeners are right behind you.
Good morning, Jack Randa team. You've made my year. They are amazing. Blew my mind totally, total goosebump moment. And yes, even if they don't win, which I think they're going to win, they are amazing.
The Silver Youth Choir, there is not many things in South Africa that gives me goosebumps at the moment with everything going on. But this, my whole body had goosebumps. That was just amazing. I wish you all the best and I wish you win.
Martin, if I owned a record company, I would sign them up. I had goosebumps all the way down to my phenol.
Everyone is so just impressed with you and loving you, Ralph. What is happening right now? What are you waiting for? And obviously we can't vote, but the Americans can vote.
Yeah, so tomorrow we are back on stage in the Dolby at the results show, and we are performing with Kygo.
Oh,
so
wow.
What?
Yeah, so that's going to be quite cool. So, or rather, should we say Kygo is performing with us?
Yes.
But,
yes. Is it?
Is it now?
Yeah, but so we've got a performance at Kygo tomorrow to close off the season, and we head back on Thursday and we arrive back on Friday afternoon in Tozi.
Well, needless to say, please, when you guys are rested and you're back, please come into the studio and just join us for a morning of celebration, either way, just so we can show you how much we love you and what you've done for South Africa and how proud we are. Please bring everybody in, and I will make sure that we have the best pup and flace that South Africa to offer in studio for you guys and everything else.
Awesome. So,
good luck. I know that you guys obviously not American. How do you feel about your chances, though, regardless of that?
Well, I mean, there's some serious talent there. Everyone spends so much time backstage together that you become mates with all the fellow contestants. So tonight kind of felt like a celebration, I think. I mean, obviously there's the competition element of it, but yeah, I actually try not to think of it, and I've kept the choirs in a good space about it. I've always said to them, you know what you're capable of, I know what you're capable of, and we judge ourselves by our own standards. So even if the celebrity judges or the American voting public thought they were amazing and I didn't, I would be honest with them and tell them that.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And that's what we judge ourselves on. And if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. They're incredible young people in my mind. They haven't put a foot wrong. And they are winners. I mean, I really don't want to sound like a law school price deal. Yellows are all winners. But it truly is. They've all won. And just being here and achieving what they've done and seeing the response back home, we couldn't have dreamt of anything better.
You're 100% right, and I've got a great feeling about this. You've done everything right so far. We are so proud of you anyway. Thank you for all the love that you're sharing the world on behalf of South Africa. Is there a quick shout-out you want to do back home? Someone that you want to just say how's it to?
To my little boys, Khan and Sveni, my two little chaps, they're 5 and 7. That's a very selfish shout-out, but all our family at from home, all the moms and dads of the kids and their family. We just wanted to shout out to them and to all the South Africans that have supported us. You guys have no understanding of how much it meant to us. Being away from home is for 6 weeks as long, and you keep getting these amazing messages by the hour from South Africans. And there were people that came, there were South African flags that looked like Pip and Ellis Park when we came on and then the South Africans aren't strong, you know, they don't hold back. So just thank you to everyone.
Also, Ralph, we're thinking of you, holding thumbs. Well done, man. Well done. All of us here, Jacaranda
family. And also,
family.
Sorry, a big shout out. If you ask for a shout out, everyone at the Global Care Group who works there, they are the true heroes of this thing. Martin, they like to keep this thing together, who look after everyone's needs.
Fantastic.
And a big shout out to them.
Tell every single member of the Ndlovu Youth Choir and yourself, we're thinking of you. You are winners in our eyes, and we're backing you all the way. Well done.
Appreciate it, but thanks, man.
Cheers, Ralph.
Wake up with Martin Bester.
In the morning.
Right now. Giving you a fun way to wake up.
Martin Bester, you make my day.
Check it out right here.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 a.m. On my favorite radio station, Jacaranda FM.